Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a real pleasure this evening to be in conversation with Kay Casey, founder and CEO of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. And we'll also be talking with Hall of Fame inductee and drummer amongst drummers, John Von Olin. Good evening to you all.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Fantastic event coming up, second annual induction of members into the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. And great Cincinnati trumpeter Tim Hagens will be coming back to town to perform. All the festivities taking place on Saturday, April 30th, from 6:30 until 10 p.m. at the Northern Kentucky University School of Arts, Greaves Hall, Fine Arts Center, there in Highland Heights, Kentucky. Well, that's a beautiful venue, isn't it?
NKU, you know, last year allowed us to have the induction there and offered the tickets for free, and they're doing that again this year, which is absolutely fantastic. It's a beautiful venue. You walk in the lobby, and they have a little jazz group playing, and then we had the induction, and Nick Clooney was our MC last year, and afterwards I asked him, I said, Nick, can you do it this next year? And he said, well, you know, Kay, at my age, I don't even buy green bananas, but if I'm around, I'll do it. So he said, yes, he'd do it. So he's going to do it again this year. And then we've also added a scholarship for a jazz study student.
Great.
And that student is Chad Wesselkamper, and he's going to be playing with the big band, playing the bass, at the concert in the second half.
Well, fantastic. There's going to be a new group of inductees into the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. And you want to tell us a little bit about who's getting in?
Well, last year we had 10, and this year we have 9. Kenny Poole, Lynn Seaton, Lee Stoller, Philip Paul, Mary Ellen Tanner, Bobby Geyer, Eddie Morgan, and Larry Kinley, and then also the Blue West Big Band this year.
So, John, you want to tell us a little bit about some of these people?
Bobby Geyer, a lot of people don't know about him, but boy, they should. He was from the old days, you know, what I call the old days. He was like the rogue lead trumpet player back in the big band era. And if any big band needed a lead trumpet, they'd call Bobby Geyer. Benny Goodman, he played lead. You know, lead trumpet is the, in a big band, is what it's all about. And Bobby was it. He played with him. He played with Woody Herman for quite a while when Woody was really hot. And then when he came here to town, I played with him a few times. Boy, he was a jazz guy all the way, man. He was the real item.
So a few other people, Lynn Seaton, of course, the great bass player.
Yeah. Lynn was with us about, I don't know, 3 years or something like that with the Blue West Big Band and also the Steve Schmidt Trio. And I played with him all that time. And he left town finally and went with Woody Herman, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, when you left town, you took my right arm with you.
Right, exactly.
Boy, he got such a good feel. He's done the whole gambit. Then he went with Count Basie for quite a while and Woody Herman for a long time. But then he went to New York, and he just did everything in New York. And finally, he didn't want to be in New York anymore.
Right. And of course, other names we all know and love, Kenny Poole, one of the greatest guitar players to come out of here.
When I first came to town, it was Cal Collins was the guy, you know, and I didn't know anybody from here. It was about 1980, and I came and played at the old Buccaneer, and with Cal, every Thursday I'd drive down from Indianapolis, didn't know a soul, didn't know Cal. Bud Hunt got me on it. And boy, when I played with Cal at the Buccaneer, I said, man, this is jazz.
Yeah.
This is the real thing. And so one week, Bud called me. He said, well, Cal can't make it this week. We got a substitute. I said, well, I don't think I want to come down if it isn't Cal. Well, I did anyway, and boy, it was Kenny Poole. And man, that I couldn't believe it.
I know, man. I remember many times touring groups that were at the Aronoff would call me up and say, hey, we hear about this guitar player here. His name's Kenny Poole. How can I get a hold of him? Because after my gig, I want to go hear him play.
Yeah, boy. Kenny, there was nobody like him. You know, maybe George Van Epps, but that's about the only one. They were both on the same level, the very top level. But They were 180 degrees different. Kenny was inside and really inside, and where Cal was hanging it out, you know.
Oh, well, Kay, why don't you tell us about getting tickets to this second annual Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame induction. Give us some particulars about the evening.
Well, last year, NKU had us get tickets, reserve tickets, and we did sell out 700. There's 700 seats. This year, the tickets are still free, but you don't have to get a ticket. You just show up, and it'll be open seating.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve. 6:30, and I'd suggest people get there closer to 6 and get parked and get in there and find a seat. There'll be photographs and biographies in the lobby and music so that they can wander around for a little bit and just slowly enjoy the evening.
Do we know who's playing with Tim Higgins?
It's going to be the NKU faculty band.
Oh, nice.
And they are going to take a break. And Brian Hogg, who's the director of jazz there, was saying that there would be some members of the Blue Wisp band and some faculty members, and it should be a fantastic concert also.
It should be. And this is all coming up on Saturday, April 30th, 6:30 until 10 p.m., at Greaves Concert Hall at Northern Kentucky University, the second annual Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame induction. John, a few more of our friends being inducted. Of course, the late Mary Ellen Tanner, fantastic singer, soulful person.
Yeah, she came off the Bob Braun Show, and she did the current pop tunes back then, She kind of was known for that, but then she got with Lee Stoller, boy, and they...
I see Lee's being inducted as well.
Right, mm-hmm. And they were together 35 years. Mary Ellen she honed her craft, she said, up there at the Celestial. She was there 17 years.
Yeah.
But she sang the American Songbook, and she elevated her singing all the way to just a first-rate singer.
Yes, there's no doubt of it. And talking about... other first-rate singers, Larry Kinley.
Oh yeah,
will be inducted.
Kinley. He usually you have to have a certain key for singers. You know.
That's right. Yeah, sure. They got to give you the key that they sing the song best in,
like F sharp or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Well, Larry didn't have it. It didn't matter.
He could do any key.
He never ever said what key. So wherever you wanted to put it, that's where he sang it.
And a reminder. Blue Wisp Big Band getting inducted, the late trombonist Eddie Morgan, sweet, sweet cat, as well as the drummer Philip Paul.
91 years old and just got married.
My man.
And he's still playing.
Yeah, I know, man.
Still playing at the Cincinnatian, yes.
Yeah, so, Kay, anything further you want to say in wrapping up our discussion tonight?
No, we're just excited about the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame and just continuing to support the jazz community and asking everybody to come out and just celebrate with us that night.
Well, Kay Casey, founder and CEO of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, you've been a very instrumental behind-the-scenes mover of all these things for the past few years. And drummer John Von Olin, our heartfelt thanks to you.
Yeah, we did get a thanks from Doris Day. She sent me a beautiful photograph, and she says, for the Jazz Hall of Fame, all of my love, Doris Day. She couldn't come, but she did send a beautiful photograph and all her love.
Fantastic. Yeah. So coming up, the second annual induction, Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, coming up on Saturday, April 30th, with trumpeter Tim Higgins, 6:30 until 10 p.m., at Northern Kentucky University Greaves Hall. Free admission, open to the public. All of this information on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. It's been a pleasure to be with you all this evening. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great night.